I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thank you for being here. Remember the 1980s when U.S. Airlines really started opening up their international routes?
This little world. Every day, the airline that's uniting the world, United, brings you the fastest service to London's Heathrow.
Seems so quaint now. I bet United would like some of that easygoing time back, though. As anyone with a social media account can tell you, it's been a disastrous couple of days PR-wise for the airline. Yes, that's that moment when a United passenger was forcibly removed from an overbooked flight. It happened in Chicago, but the video clip and the anger over what people are seeing have gone viral globally. In China, for example, which has five cities served by United, over 120 million mentions on Weibo, the Chinese Twitter, of the hashtag United Forces Passenger Off Plane. My colleague Vincent Nee is an editor at the BBC's Chinese service. He's been watching reaction on Chinese social media.
Most of the comments are very angry towards United, especially towards this incident. The hashtag United Airlines forcibly removes passengers from airline has been read more than 100 million times. And a lot of people are actually calling for boycott. But interestingly, what I found is a lot of people involved in this discussion are mentioning a lot about race.
Mm. So race, is that what's attracting all this attention in China?
I think that's part of the reason, and I have to say that's part of the big reason why it is attracting so much attention. You have all heard Black Lives Matter in America, but you know, in China, in Europe, and somewhere else, there is a overwhelming awareness of rights violation among Asian communities, especially overseas in America, for example. And also a few months ago in Paris, a wave of protest to show how Parisians, Asian French people, are angry about the way police force handle Asian affairs.
Yeah, we were just talking about that on the show yesterday, the protest in Paris about the shooting of a man by Paris police. If we're talking nationality, though, we are now fairly certain that the man on this flight in question is actually of Vietnamese origin, not Chinese. Would it still have attracted that level of attention in China if that had been clear all along?
Might be, but I think, you know, there is an element of, you know, race in general. I mean, Vietnamese and the Chinese don't look too differently from each other. And I think the anger is really about the race in general rather than particular nationality.
Yeah, so the Chinese that you've been hearing from, are they angry? Are they directing their anger at this at United, or are they directing it at the United States?
Well, I think they are mostly directed at United Airlines rather than the United States. A lot of people on social media are sharing what they call horror stories of flying with United Airlines. And also one of China's most high-profile businessmen, Liu Qiangdong, who founded JD.com, which is an online shopping mall, also stood out and said United has the worst customer service.
I'm curious, what has been the perception of the United States since Trump took the presidency? And how does this incident on this United flight play into those perceptions?
Well, I think, you know, United, it is from the United States, but I would argue, you know, the United Airlines has not too much to do with the United States per se. But I think in terms of United Airlines, I think, you know, this particular incident really did a lot of damage in China. As I said earlier, a lot of people in China are calling for boycott against United Airlines.
You think that boycott will actually transpire?
Hard to say, really, but I think there is a real possibility it will, because there are just simply too many choices for Chinese clients. All these major airlines have their routes to China, and you know, all these airports are very busy with all sorts of international airlines. So I would suppose, you know, that will take a hit to the United.
That's my colleague Vincent Nee with the BBC's Chinese service.